Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. We are having a very special segment today about addiction. This is a serious segment. I'm not making my usual jokes because this is not a joking matter. And my special guest for the whole show is Pastor Drew Sams, who is my normal guest for Teen Rap. But right now we have an additional call from Dee Dee McDonald, who is an additional guest. She has been working with Celebrate Recovery for the last 10 years, most recently at Calvary Community Church. And Pastor Drew, maybe you can explain a little bit about what Celebrate Recovery is, and then Dee Dee, you can add anything we may have missed.
Yeah, so I've known Dee Dee since I've been on staff at Calvary Community Church, and Celebrate Recovery initially came out of Saddleback Community Church. Rick Warren, if you've heard of him, Purpose Driven Life, back in 1991, and hundreds of thousands have gone through that process, and many churches have Celebrate Recovery right now, and I know that Dee Dee McDonald even has done a little bit of traveling in addition to doing some work at the local Calvary Community Church. Dee Dee, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
We wanted your wisdom and advice and thoughts on how faith can play a hand in treatment. Obviously, Celebrate Recovery has been the Christian community's answer to AA, as I understand it.
That's true. Well, it's absolutely essential, because unless we develop a relationship with God, and not just an ambiguous God, it's very difficult for us to maintain any kind of recovery.
So, Dee Dee, how would you describe Celebrate Recovery for our listeners as opposed to AA, which is much more familiar?
I think she's already given a clue by talking about an ambiguous God versus, I think, a more structured one. But go ahead, Dee Dee.
Right. Well, you know, on behalf of Alcoholics Anonymous, one of the reasons that they do have an ambiguous God is that they reach across many sects, you know, from Judaism to Catholicism to Christianity. And the benefit for Christians in having a Christ-centered recovery is that we can actually take the original recovery book, which is the Bible, and apply it to our own personal recoveries in our walk with God. And at the same time, you know, we're able to just make it a more personal testimony in our faith.
Do you think, this is getting off point a little bit, but I asked Pastor Drew this question and he didn't really know how to answer, and I'm not sure there are even statistics, it may not even be relevant, but do you think there's more of a problem in a secular or a religious home?
You know, I think it's an equal opportunity destroyer, but I would have to say that I think any time that you take up the cross, that you're a bigger target.
Explain that.
Whether it's with sexual addiction or if it's with chemical addiction, you know, one of the more difficult addictions to recover from is that codependence. The other part, the you know, the Al-Anon, if you will,
the enabler.
The enabler. Oh my gosh! I saw it on somebody's license plate the other day, and it frightened me. I thought, "Hey, we have a program for you."
You mean they had a license plate that said enabler?
Yes, it was frightening.
Wow. I imagine and hope they meant it in a different way, but I could see how you would have interpreted it that way, given your experience.
Yikes. Yeah, and you know, I think one of the hardest things that we, or the biggest juggernauts that we trip over, is our pride. And even parents, when they're dealing with kids, have a hard time being authentic with other Christians and letting other parents know, just for the support, you know, what's going on with their kids, because they, you know, think that it reflects on them.
Of course. I think that pride issue goes a little further. I mean, isn't the fundamental thing you have to do before you have a chance at recovery, certainly in AA you have to be able to do this, is you have to acknowledge you have a problem. You just have to stand up and say, hi, I am so-and-so, and I am a alcohol addict, I am a drug addict, I am whatever addict it is, and declare that publicly.
Right. Yeah, it's step one. We admitted we were powerless over our addictions. But in Celebrate Recovery, we identify not just in our addiction, but we first, our identity is in Christ. So when I identify at a Celebrate Recovery group or meeting, I identify as, my name is Dee Dee, and I am a believer and have struggles with addiction.
I understand. To make it a little bit of a more broad appeal, I'd love your thoughts on whether it's Celebrate Recovery or AA, why those programs work when so many others fail. Whether or not it's Christ-based, we're still talking about God. And I really would like, right. AA obviously has been around and seems to be one of the more effective programs. As I understand, so is Celebrate Recovery, which is right. Thematically similar. Why do those work where so many others fail?
Well, I think one of the things that you embrace, first off, is that this is a lifelong process. It's not like, you know, I'll work on this for the rest of my life. And
I'll work on this for the rest of your life, or my life.
Right.
And you can't take a pill to cure it.
Right. It's really very similar to our Christian faith as well. Which is, you know, I'm coming to know Jesus, but I got to figure out, you know, I've got to find my way in the Bible as well. You know what I mean? And expand my walk. Character defects, as you get into step 6 and 7, which the Celebrate Recovery uses the classic 12 steps, but they also use the biblical comparisons. And so those character defects, those things that we deal with all the time, like pride, you know, let's start with the 7 deadly sins. Less, you know, pride, envy, sloth, you know, you know the drill. But, you know, as you're taking a look at all of those things, those are things that we have to live with all the time. And, you know, the Lord is not done with us. You know, it's going to take a long time before our Maker sees his reflection.
But I know that you've also done some traveling, too. Do I understand correct that you went down to Nicaragua and did some Celebrate Recovery? Did you notice a difference in terms of the type of addictions, it being a different economic status in Nicaragua compared to here in Southern California?
We only have a minute left, Dee Dee, so please try to summarize.
Yeah, the addiction issue is the same. How it affects the family is completely different in that... if somebody spends their money on gambling or, you know, pornography or on, you know, alcohol or drugs, their family doesn't eat in Nicaragua. They starve. Or they don't have a roof over their head, or they don't have clothes, or they don't have money for education. Here, it's a little easier to hide.
The same thing, of course, can happen here in the States among our lower socioeconomic levels. So that where people would make that choice to get a drug rather than to get food for their kids.
That's true.
So it's a frightening problem. Dee Dee, thank you so much for being our guest. We are out of time.
My pleasure.
It was a pleasure, and I value what you had to say. You are listening to a special edition of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, about addiction on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
You just get now. It's another tequila sunrise. This old world still looks the same. Another frame.